Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hi. Hello.
Ooh. Did we only do one TV segment today? Aren't we supposed to do two segments during the regular old morning show?
Yeah, but we just did one. I think we forgot to do one.
Always letting people down. Yeah, that's what we do.
Mainly ourselves.
Always a letdown. You clowns. Riggins, are you still in a grumpy mood? You still irritable?
No.
Okay.
I get triggered. Craft beer is one of them.
I was going to say, apparently craft beer is quite the trigger for you, we learned this morning.
Because, you know, I've never been a fan either, and I just don't understand why when you go to a place they don't have at least one or two common domestic beers. It's like they think they're in a competition with them or something.
Yeah. You can't carry two.
My brother and my dad got them. They got into a big argument over Easter about, I don't know, business plans and stuff. My dad is not a craft beer guy. My brother is, and it got heated.
Oh, Kevin?
Yeah.
Brother Kevin, the liberal one?
Yeah.
Does he still hate when I say he's a liberal?
Probably.
How entertaining was it for you to be there to watch? That was it good?
It was great. Yeah, I love it.
How heated did it get?
Really heated.
Every conversation, craft beer?
Yeah, every conversation in my house happens, and it gets so hot.
So what is the stance? What is Kevin's stance? What is his problem with your dad or your dad's problem with Kevin?
My dad was saying that there's so many breweries opening, they have a bad business plan because they don't release enough of them to be successful in a large way.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin was saying, well, that's how you keep the government out of your business. Because I think if you release so many beers, they have to get involved.
Yeah.
I don't know the rule set of it. My dad was like, well, that's dumb if you want to expand your brand. And then Kevin said, well, look at Sierra Nevada. That was a craft beer thing that's now a national. Yeah.
I think there's a volume limit. You're only allowed to produce a maximum amount every year within the state of North Carolina.
I didn't understand it because I'm not a business. I don't have a business acumen. But I was just gassing my dad up. I was like, he said you're a dumbass. Like whispering it to him. Just get him fired up.
Like, ooh, dad, you going to take that?
Yeah.
From him? I wouldn't take that from him.
Yeah.
Does Kevin get upset?
Yeah. Very.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who gets the most upset between the two of them?
Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like my dad. Bit of a hothead. But I love it. Because it's so silly. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. They're just sitting around yelling at each other about brewery. Yeah. Neither one of them have any interest in breweries, right? They're not invested in them or anything.
No.
So they're just yelling at each other about something they really aren't involved in.
Yeah, on Easter Sunday. It's great.
But Alexis is the only one of us that prefers those IPAs and stuff to regular people beer.
Yeah.
Right? You would much rather have an IPA than, say, a Miller Lite or a Michelob Ultra or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to throw a hissy fit. They don't have craft beers.
Ooh, Riggins, you going to take that?
Oh, shit.
She said you threw a hissy fit.
Dead.
You're such an instigator, I swear.
I wouldn't take that shit. No, not from her. She's been here, what, 2.5 minutes, and she tried to talk some shit?
You should hit her. What?
Always stirring the pot, this one over here. Just stirring the pot.
But especially if you go to a place and they don't have any other kinds of beer, but they also don't have a full bar. It's just beer or beer and wine.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, and then you're sitting at a picnic table inside, and you're like, what is this? What is this? They all have picnic tables.
It's a vibe.
Can I get a back on my seat? I'm paying $9 for a beer.
There's a place where I live, where Ace and I live, in Mooresville, North Carolina, and they have unbelievably good pizza. Pizza. It's delicious pizza. But it's a brewery, and all they have is beer and wine. And yeah, it's. I found one that I can drink, that doesn't just make me wince when I taste it, which is a big victory for me.
Yeah,
because most of them have its. Actually, I think that most of the craft beers taste like regular beer that's skunked.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a sourness
and a whang. Kind of a vapor that comes up through your nose, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this? Like, did you take a Miller Lite and put vinegar in it? Is that what this is?
It's like fermented.
Yeah. And there's no carbonation in it most of the time. I like mine to be crisp.
Yeah.
I like it. Like when I shotgun it, I want my throat to be burning.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I don't think I've ever shotgunned a beer.
I'm about to say, I want to see that.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Do you think you can?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I've always wanted to shotgun a beer. I can't do it.
What do you mean?
I'll open it and I get scared last minute and it just goes flying everywhere.
It's just too much beer.
It's too much beer. Yeah.
It sprays all over your face.
It sprays because it's like last minute I chicken out.
I would love that.
And it just is like all.
That sounds hilarious to watch, though.
So yeah. I just have never tried again because that was embarrassing.
You end up kind of fighting with it, trying to get it away from you.
And then you smell like beer, and then my hair is all crunchy from beer residue. Like, not good.
God, I don't think college.
I love the last time how it looks, though, when people do it.
Yeah. Just so sexy.
It's so cool. It's like a flex.
Yeah.
It's like when I see a guy smoking a cigarette. I mean, it's so hot.
Bunch of bros standing around holding their beers to the side with their keys out. Ready to go to town.
Do you know what people are doing now? They're doing it the Smirnoff Challenge where they'll like try to drink a whole Smirnoff. Whoever can drink it the fastest at like bars and stuff here locally in Charlotte.
So drink it, not like being iced where it's a surprise. It's now just how fast can you drink it?
Yeah, like how fast can you drink it? And they're just doing it. I'm like, what's the point of that? And also, I didn't know that bar still sold Smirnoffs.
That's still
a thing. I didn't either. I didn't know that.
I think that kind of became a thing again a few years ago, the whole being iced thing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Rob likes a Smirnoff, right?
Do you like Smirnoff, Rob?
He'll get down on one.
A Smirnoff Ice?
That's what I used to drink when I was... first starting drinking.
Yeah, grape.
Grape Smirnoff Ice, yeah.
Mm.
Have you ever had one, TJ?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I don't like it.
You just don't see them on a menu.
No,
you don't.
But I do like a sweet drink. I like a sweet cocktail.
That's what I was thinking. That might be the grossest thing to you.
No, it's not gross. I just didn't. I'd rather have a beer. Yeah. Or now I would rather have my favorite thing now, other than beer, is the iced tea Truly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're really good. Even the raspberry, and I usually don't like raspberry. But I do get that whole, it's a skunky beer feeling when I drink any craft beer.
Yeah.
But I did find, what I was going to say is I did find one at the other place that I won't say that I like it, but it's, you know, it's better than nothing. You know, most of those I'd say I'd rather have nothing than have that, but I can drink this. It's not so bad. But it's pink.
The
beer is pink.
The beer is pink.
What is
it?
Can you tell us?
It's a wheat beer, and it's called a Pink Kitty is what it's called.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, because the first time they said it, I thought that, because the girl's wearing a mask,
boy.
I thought she said pink titty when she said that. I go, okay, well, I'll have that.
I'll have one.
Give me a pink titty.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat that, but I don't want to, I'd like that.
Yeah, just I'd like an extra large beef and bacon pizza and a pink titty.
It is pink. I'm looking at it. Yeah. At a place, it's flavored with hibiscus.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love
it. Is it at Ghost Face?
Yeah.
Is the name of the place? Yeah, Ghost Face.
Pink piece. Kitty Hibiscus Wit.
That's what it's called. Yeah. But I did find out from somebody who knows about those craft beers and all that he was just determined that I was going to like one of them. Yeah. And he kept bringing them over and, hey, try this one. So he'd go in the grocery store. You know how Yankees do that. They'll go in the grocery store and mix and match a six-pack of craft beers.
I want to run them over with my car standing there and you're just trying to get your beer and they're putting together their mixed six-pack. I want to get in my car, drive through that bitch, and Mow them down. I know that's terrible.
I find it obnoxious. Oh, I'm not God. To that extreme, but I've got there, and I find it obnoxious. Like, get your beer and get out of the way. You're come like, on.
It's like little old ladies, like, putting their beers in their little paper
yeah,
holder.
This one. Dude. And I can't hear the conversation, but I envision it. That there's a discussion of all the particular subtleties of each different type. Now, this one has a little more orange. Get two of them. If we've got that, we should balance that again. Let's go, man. It's beer. Let's move.
So this one's a peanut butter beer.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But I tasted enough of them for him to determine that if I were going to drink a craft beer, that it would be a wheat beer. Would be what I preferred in the wheat beer family.
It would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, this one was wheat. Mm-hmm. The Pink Kitty.
I always go for a Pilsner.
It's delicious. It's not delicious, but it's
I don't really know why.
Well, because Miller Lite's a Pilsner. It says right there on the can, fine Pilsner.
Yeah, why did none of them taste kind of even remotely like a Miller Lite?
Because Miller Lite tastes like ass to them, Riggins.
But they'll always
because
say,
your palate's not refined.
This is what's going to be our closest to a domestic light beer. And then you just like drink it and you go, oh, God, is that a menstruating skunk in there?
Oh, my. Why did you?
Now, when I just said that.
Real come on.
You just raised your hand. So you believe that people that just like Miller Lite and Corona or whatever are just people with an unrefined palate?
I would say that they just are not very adventurous and willing to try new things.
But what if
no? But I have tried. Yeah. I have honestly. You can ask anybody. A lot of things I'll crap on, and I've not even tried it. But these, I have tried so many of these things, trying to find one that I like.
I feel like you go into it thinking that you're not going to like it, and that's why you don't, because you're so like, no, I don't like that.
No, it's purely my taste. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with my attitude. Because if that were the case, nothing that I try would ever be delicious. Because I go into everything with a negative attitude.
I mean, I like drinking regular beers. I have Coronas in my fridge right now, but it's
that's
just different. They taste
beer.
Different. I just feel like Bud Light and Miller Lite, I will drink them all day long, but it just tastes like water to me.
Yeah. I won't hit a dog in the ass with a Bud Light.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
They taste the same to me.
Unless you're stuck in a ball game and that's all they have.
I still won't.
Oh, I will.
For other reasons. For political reasons, too.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, because they own Michelob, and I drink Michelob Ultra.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Now, that's more, I'll give you that. The Michelob Ultra doesn't taste as strong as other domestic beers, even. I mean, it's a lot lighter, and I could drink, you know, I can pretty much kill a 12-ounce. Like, the first Michelob Ultra that I drink of the day is going down fast.
Yeah.
My go-to beer for domestics would be a Yingling. I love Yinglings. I don't know. I've always liked Yinglings.
That's one of those. To me, it's got to be really, it's got to be very cold to be enjoyed. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than homemade beers, but.
Man, I remember going to parties, and, like, that was the thing. Is somebody was like, oh, they got a Yingling keg.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, shit. Now, it's still, it's like, yeah, I need it to be cold. I'm not trying to drink that on the regular, but that was a big deal. They had Yingling in a keg. $5 cup.
That's interesting. I'm not even sure we knew what the beer was we were getting when we bought kegs in college. I'm sure somebody knew. I didn't. There's like, you want to go pick up the keg? Yeah, I'll help. Let's go. And then whatever. It was probably Miller Lite or something. Bud Light, Coors Light, something cheap.
Yeah, because you guys were college kids, yeah. Right? Had to be something cheap.
I want to say it was like $47 for a keg. Yeah. And that was, but I mean, we had, you know, 10 people kicking in $4, $5 a piece or whatever.
Yeah, they're still around that same price for a keg.
I don't know why that might have been high for the time, but it seemed like it was $47 a keg.
Yeah, you know what's a damn shame?
What?
I don't think my daughter, who's finishing up her junior year in college, I don't think she has ever said, no, I couldn't afford that. I'm a poor college student.
Good for her.
She's got money.
Yeah, she got money.
Yeah.
No, I got money.
Oh. Whatever.
No, I'm kidding. She didn't go around spending a bunch of money. She doesn't go out or anything, but still. Good. I mean, she's not eating ramen. like I had to do when I was flunking out of college.
Yeah, for that 3 months you were in college.
This is Cher Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Cher Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Cher Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Cher Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So Riggins cut his own hair yesterday, which, by the way, is not, you know, I'm trying to stop saying that. Somebody did something to their own this or that, because the own part is not necessary. Like, it's a good say Riggins cut his hair yesterday.
Yeah.
Still means the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't like to waste words.
But it's, you know? but it carries a little more weight. Like, he cut his own hair. Like, damn, he did that himself. He didn't go to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And say Riggins cut his hair yesterday. I mean, he could have gone and gotten it cut somewhere. Although technically TJ's correct. But like you say, like, he cut his own damn hair.
Yeah, right. Damn. And that's what I was going to say. And there's another one of those that I'm sick of that I wish people would stop saying is a grown ass man. Okay.
I'm a grown ass man.
I will use that. I will use that in a moment of anger from time to time.
I'm a grown ass man.
It's usually preceded by, who the F do you think you're talking to?
Mm hmm.
Or get out your feelings. You're a grown ass.
Yeah, that's
man.
What I normally say. Get out your feelings. Because one would think that you mean let your feelings out.
Right.
But in the urban hip hop community that in which Alexis lives, it means stop being so sensitive.
Get out Correct. Your feelings.
Right.
How often do you have to tell people to get out?
Get out your feelings and get a bag.
Oh, okay. Now, as a young urban troubadour, what does that mean?
That means stop being all sensitive and just worry about getting some money.
Oh, bag as in bag of money.
Get a bag. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Get out your feelings and get a bag.
Have you ever collected your earnings in a bag?
No, but I want
Alexis?
To. It's on my bucket list.
To collect your, well, we, I mean, we can put your paycheck in a bag and hand it to you. What kind? You want a grocery bag?
You know what?
You want us just to get a burlap sack and write a dollar sign on it with a Sharpie?
Yes.
I think we'd splurge for one of those little nifty bank bags with a zipper. You could really feel high dollar when you're walking out.
I want to feel like the Monopoly man.
Right, yeah. She wants a bag of money like she just robbed a bank in the 20s.
Okay, so this is an interesting question, though, because I will admit then that I may have been misunderstanding something. But I always thought, since mainly I've heard women reference, you know, you better get your own bag. I thought it meant like Louis Vuitton or something like that. Mm-mm. Like an expensive bag. I'm meaning get your own money.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they meant like just reference bag. So essentially it means my idea and theirs is the same thing. And just a different way of approaching it.
Don't chase a man, chase a bag.
And I've never been a fan of women speaking.
I don't want to chase that.
A bag of dicks?
Yeah. It's the greatest. I just saw an opportunity to use the greatest movie line ever. And from The Breakup. Sorry, I didn't mean you.
No, I know.
But from The Breakup, when Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn are arguing, and she goes, my sister's been through a lot. It's the like one of the greatest movie lines ever.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, sorry. I just saw an opportunity to throw that in there.
I was like, what?
Yeah. That was rude, but door was open. I've always wanted to use that somehow.
No, I was just going to say, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of, and I never have been, of women speaking like men. You know, get your own bag, get a bag. I mean, that's man talk.
Okay.
And it's unbecoming for a lady to speak that way.
I didn't realize that was man talk.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is.
Sorry.
How is that man talk?
Because that's the type of thing that, you know, a young tough guy would say, who's out, you know, as the kids say, on his grind, trying to make money and all that. Women don't talk like that, or shouldn't. Just the same reason I don't like women rappers.
Get out.
Because they act too masculine, women rappers do, because they say men things in their raps, in their hip hopperas.
Yeah, you said that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like them as people. Like, I like Queen Latifah. I just don't like her musical stylings.
Not even like you and I-T-Y.
No.
That's a bad jam.
That's a bad jam.
That is.
Queen That's Latifah. A bad jam.
You don't even that queen That's a bad jam.
Let's go down to the Nickelodeon.
I do. I don't care what y'all
I'm going to say that next time I'm in the studio with my rapper friends, that's a bad jam.
That's a bad jam.
Is that where you pick up all that male language you use? With your rapper friends?
Yeah.
Where you use phrases like get your own bag and fat stacks and...
When did I have I ever said fat stacks?
You said you wanted a grill so you could talk man words through a grill.
Man words.
Man words.
Yeah, using man slang.
I want a grill so I can speak man words.
Man slang. Like all up in your feelings.
All up in your feels.
Yeah.
She grew up in tough places. I think probably, you know, a little bit comes from that, maybe.
Right. But she's not there anymore, Riggins.
Well.
She should be speaking like a lady now.
How does a lady speak?
Well, not telling some other person to go get their own bag in referring to an income.
I shouldn't tell people to go get some money?
Not in that way.
Okay, what's the lady way to do it?
I don't know, but I would know it if I heard it.
I just know what you're doing.
Yeah,
now.
I just know it.
Like, it's
I
not it.
It's not it.
One thing at a time.
It's like asking your boss, you know, well, how should it work? I don't know, but this
not
isn't
like
it.
That. Yeah.
But I'm trying so hard. Okay, well, then try something else. Try just as hard doing something else. That's what it would be.
I love what you're doing, but...
Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's the same as watching women give a high five to each other.
Stop.
That shouldn't ever happen either.
I love a high five.
Well,
what?
Fist bump. Yeah. What about fist bump?
No, those are men things.
Oh my God, they're not man things.
Okay, I gotta admit. I mean, I was staying out of this.
But
two girls, I don't want to see two girls fist bumping.
I fist bump all the time.
It doesn't seem sweet.
I don't want to be sweet.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask?
I don't want to ever not be single.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
Stop.
Oh.
No, I think y'all are crazy.
Only the fist bumping part bothers me. I don't care if y'all high five.
It bothers you?
It doesn't bother me. Like, oh,
you just awkward. Wish they wouldn't
I'm
do
a
it.
Thing. I like
it's
thing.
Awkward.
I do. Okay. Is it? Let me ask a let me ask a fist bump question then, because the other day there's a guy at the gym that I see occasionally. I kind of know him. He kind of knows me. We've run into each other over the course of a few years. Like, I know his name and he knows mine, but that's about it. And every time I see him, he walks by and he's a, you know, I guess in the year of COVID, he's the fist bump guy. But I've noticed this. I just noticed the other day. I'm riding the bike, doing my cardio, because it's all the doctor let me do with my stupid plantar fasciitis anyway. And I'm doing this. And he walks by and he goes, hey, man, what's up? I said, hey, how's it going? And he holds his fist out. And when we fist bump, he goes, pow, and his hand opens up afterwards.
Yeah.
I just want to stop
it. He blew it up.
Hey, don't stop, man. Don't do that. What was that?
Leave that. Mm. Let him do it.
Just, nerd.
Yeah, no one does that, but that's funny.
That seemed weird to me, and I just threw me like, and I felt like, do I know you well enough for us to blow it up?
But I mean, you know what I mean? Know me very, very well for like 25 years now, and you wouldn't want me blowing it up.
Nope, I would not. I've never been, unless you're doing it with a kid for fun, I've never been a big, like, don't blow it up.
So what about if I do a snail?
What?
You put your fist on and go, snail, right under the fist
I've
bump.
Never seen that.
You've never seen I've that? Never yeah, seen someone that. Comes to do a fist bump well, and you right, go underneath.
So I see you, we're sitting here, Alexis is sitting to my left. Yeah. So I hold my left hand out, like fist bump, and you
snail.
Go,
snail.
That's funny. I would laugh.
That would make me laugh. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so weird.
But if you had to do that.
Okay, so she went underneath his fist and came out the other side with two fingers up, yeah, like the antennae of a snail, and then his fist was the snail.
Yeah, the shell.
Of the shell.
That's funny.
The shell of the snail.
To me, I'm with Riggins. That's funny, unless you're going to start doing that every time. If we greet each other all the time, or like say we played on a softball team together, and every time you do something good, I go to fist bump and you can snail. Like, hey, stop. We've done it once. That was good.
What if there's different ones?
What other ones are there?
Like the one that is you grab and you go shifting gears.
That would annoy the shit.
Are these kid things or do you do these as adults? Is this something that goes on in your life? I do them.
Are you making this up? All right, so wait. I go to fist bump you, and you do what? You like, grab my head and go, oh, I don't like
you
that.
You just grab it and then move it around like you're shifting.
How many of those do you have?
I have a bunch. That's all I'm going to give you guys today.
I'm okay with the snail. I don't like shifting gear.
Yeah. I don't mind. I'd rather see that than a woman fist bump.
I don't.
And I'd rather guys bump genitals.
Ew.
Old school. Instead of chest.
I don't like that.
Or greet each other biblically. Yeah. Did you know about that, or did I tell you that?
No.
In the Bible, they used to greet each other by shaking their testicles.
I think you might have told me that, because I'm trying to think, could anybody else have told me that?
It's true, because that's the lifeline. That's where everything is. So they greet each other by a little, you know, tug. Oh,
the lifeline.
Can you imagine if you, like, went back in time for some crazy reason that happened and someone just did that to you? You're just walking around.
Be a little thrown.
I'd love it.
Hold up.
I'm trying to bring it back.
No, please don't.
If I ended up in a different time period all of a sudden, that'd be the last thing I'd be freaked out about.
First thing I might be worried about is, you know, if I were going to get stoned.
Yeah.
Or something.
I mean, that's on like the fourth page of shit I'd be worried about.
Having to shake other men's testicles.
Yeah.
Well, they do yours.
You never know.
No, you do know. You're never going to end up in a different time period. We do know that.
I'm pretty sure that Back to the Future guy thought that.
Right.
You know what? Good point. I didn't think about that. Right. I didn't think about Back to the Future.
Right. Yeah. Now you feel stupid, don't you, Riggins?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, in your face.
Egg on my face.
You need to go get you your own bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a bag of fist bumps and snails and shifting gears.
That would be cute if a girl did it, but if a guy did the snail thing, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, it would be
weird. It'd be cute for a girl, but I would never try to fist bump a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Fit.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I don't know, maybe if she were ugly.
If she were ugly. Yes.
Yeah, and that's what, if a guy goes to fist bump you as a woman, instead of shaking your hand or like a side hug or something, he thinks you're that ugly.
That is not true.
That's what Riggins did to me this morning, so now I know. You fist bumped me.
I did, yeah.
Hmm.
It's true, because I was trying to give her a compliment without being like creepy, because it is kind of a creepy thing to tell you, but.
And I don't want you to shake my hand while you're saying that.
I'm going
to
shake your hand.
Yeah, that would be even weirder.
I was just telling her she looked good.
Oh.
She'd posted up a pretty, what's the word?
Thirst trappy.
Thirst trap Tuesday.
Trampy trash.
She posted a bikini picture. I was like, hey, you look good. She's been working on her fitness. So delicious.
Hey.
It was a nice way of telling her, hey, you look good. It's working.
Yeah, and the fist bump is more of a, hey, good for you.
Yeah.
But it gives off more of a, hey, compliment, good for you, friend, vibe.
Rather than.
Keeping it from being kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine someone shaking your hand and saying, that would be weird.
Hey, nice job.
Shaking your hand. Thank you.
Yeah.
But she's been talking about working on this stuff. So, yeah, it's just a little, hey, looks good.
Yeah.
Good.
Appreciate it.
Without being like, oh, my God, I saw that picture of you and you in that polka dot bikini. I thought it would be.
What are you doing? Just out here laying out.
Getting some.
them things. That should be illegal. I think junkyard dogs.
I think the fist bump was definitely the way to go.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
About 40 years ago, there was a really popular movie with Brooke Shields and a guy named Christopher Atkins. It was called The Blue Lagoon. And it was groundbreaking at the time because they were deserted on an island and they were naked and they were, you know, sharing their first sexual experiences with each other. And they were teenagers, like young teenagers when they got shipwrecked or whatever it was. I never saw it.
They were playing the part of young teenagers.
Yeah.
Because they were probably 18.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it on.
I don't know. I don't think Brooke Shields was.
Was that part of the controversy?
Yeah, I think that was. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Christopher Atkins, the guy that played, I always thought it was a brother and sister, and that's why it was so controversial, because they were making the relations with each other, but since I never saw the movie, y'all told me not long ago that it wasn't about incestuous behavior, which, you know, again, took away some of the interest in it that I had. But anyway, Christopher Atkins is 60 now, and he still likes to be naked a lot. He's looking for a new lady, and he said that she needs to be up for getting down twice a day because he's, quote, highly sexual, end quote. He said, as time goes by, of course, I'm going to die down to maybe once a day. Now, he was talking about the, like bragging about the size of his unit, as the kids call it.
It's got a big unit.
Oh, that just sounds weird.
How big is your unit?
He said a few years after Blue Lagoon, he got cast as a swimming coach on Dallas. And the network told him that he had to quit stuffing his Speedos. And he says, quote, I didn't even know what stuffing was at the time.
Oh, Lex.
Yeah. He's like, what are you talking about, man?
That's right.
I like it.
He looks exactly the same, just older.
But he doesn't look 60.
No.
For example, I've been going through pictures. I Googled Christopher Atkins today. And I've been going through probably 10 pictures thinking, that must have been a few years ago. Mm-hmm. That can't be today. And I've come to the realization, no, that's apparently what he looks like today.
He's a good looking dude.
He doesn't look 60 fine. At all.
Right. And you know good and damn well you were Googling Christopher Atkins penis.
No, how big is his penis?
His unit.
I did find out when they filmed The Blue Lagoon, Brooke Shields was 14 and he was 19.
Yeah. Right.
So I guess they didn't actually show any activity. They just some kissing and grinding and stuff.
I ain't got no lifeguard. You don't have lifeguards at the lake.
We're stranded on this island.
Oh. Ain't got lagoon rhymes with love. Just trying to help out these high school college kids.
I can't. I hate that voice.
Why?
It's creepy.
Oh, you want to swim today?
Let's play stuff.
Let's go swimming. Swan dive. Cannonball.
Oh, this is horrible. Like, it makes my skin crawl.
So I wonder what his net worth is. Because I don't remember seeing him in any other acting gigs. I wonder what he does now.
Swings that big old
penis around.
He said He was in Playgirl. He posed in Playgirl in the early 80s.
I want to see that pic.
Yeah, let's see that.
Where's that one at? Let me see what you working with, Appy. Is that not ladylike?
Oh, my gosh.
No, not at all.
You can't handle this, Alexis.
It says his net worth is about $3
million. Really? How'd he get $3 million? Signing autographs?
Yeah.
I don't want to say
at trunk shows.
Yeah, he did. I'm sure he did a few more movies. He was on TV series. Then he probably went overseas and did some stuff in Europe or whatever, Australia.
Did some stuff twice a day.
Yeah, 60 twice a day.
He's like, all right, so if you could, we have someone new to the group today. His name's Christopher. Christopher, could you stand up and tell everybody a little about yourself? Well, my name's Christopher. I'm 60 years old, and I am highly sexual.
Very. I need it twice a day, every day.
So I wonder if he has kids and grandkids or any of that stuff that would be like, oh, come on, Peepaw.
Yeah, Peepaw. We're tired of hearing about it.
And we don't want you bragging about your, you know, the size of your unit anymore.
Yeah, that's not a cute pic.
What? You found a Playgirl picture?
I don't like it.
Is he naked?
Mm-hmm. He's just posing weird.
Yeah. But it shows the full frontal, the whole thing. Is he cut or uncut?
I can't actually tell that.
Zoom in and find out.
What?
I can't click on it to make it bigger. Uh-huh. So.
Story of my life.
I can't click on it to make it bigger.
Hey, it is what it is. I can't just click on it and make it bigger.
What if I could?
I think that's something that if guys who really have that, meaning they're well endowed and they go around talking about it all the time, I think super uncouth. It's like bragging about how much money you've got or something. It's just
yeah.
Now if you aren't well endowed and you make jokes about it or you're sarcastic about it, that's a different thing. Just like if you're poor and you make jokes about being rich in a sarcastic way, people laugh. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. But if I had a huge penis, I'd probably be bragging about it.
You would? I don't think you'd have to. I think, you know.
Yeah, it speaks for itself.
Does it?
Right. If, wow. Yeah. You mean like a puppet show?
Yes. Wow. Speaks for itself. It has an accent. Yeah. Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
Hey, muy bonita.
Yeah, I don't think that's. I hate that when guys do that.
Make the puppet show out of their penis?
Yeah, that also is not my fave. I would rather not.
The strings are cutting off my circulation.
Yeah, what a weird puppet. That's like,
it's like a make a marionette.
Serial killer puppet show. Weird.
Oh. Yuck.
That's what I was getting at to begin with. Is that's why I don't go around bragging.
Oh, okay.
That's the statement you wanted to make after that whole story? You don't go around bragging.
Point out that he's not going around bragging about it.
I'm classy about it.
Yeah.
That huge penis. Unit.
The unit. I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah, and think about whenever your apartment complex people say something about which unit you're in. Yeah.
No, good for him. You know, he doesn't have a lot of money. Is that what you said?
No, he's a millionaire.
Said his net worth is $3 million. Oh. But that's his net worth. I mean, if his house is paid for, that counts towards your net worth.
Was he in any other than the Blue Lagoon?
Yeah, there was a pirate movie. He was in the Blue Lagoon, too. He did some TV series. But, I mean, a net worth of $3 million is not, it's not always what it sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's living comfortably.
He's got a good life.
He's got a boat.
Yeah.
He got a boat.
He's having sex twice a day.
Twice a day. I mean, he.
Big penis. Yeah. Sounds like putting down the night.
I don't see the problem.
$3 million, a big old paint, big old hog. Sounds like a pretty damn good, pretty good life of mine.
Oh no, I don't like that.
About 2.9 million more than I got. About 5 more inches than I do.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
During the radio show this morning, we were talking about people were sharing things that we may not know. And I think 5 different people shared with us that the proper way to peel a banana is to turn it upside down. So the stem is down and start from what you would normally think is the bottom. And we're like, it didn't make a lot of sense. We understood what they were saying. We're like, how would that be easier? And a guy named Brian just sent us a message and said, okay, I just tried the banana thing. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's definitely easier to peel from the bottom. And he sent a picture of the banana he's eating in his car. He goes, I swear I've heard it before, but I've never tried it until today. And I am shocked. The monkeys know what they're doing for sure. Because I guess that's how monkeys do it. They flip it over.
The monkeys know.
Yeah. So there's a guy that was a non-believer that tried it and said that's the right way to do things. It's easier that way.
I don't believe it. The police in India, busted a mattress factory because they were stuffing mattresses with used, COVID masks instead of cotton.
Stop.
That doesn't sound like it'd be uncomfortable though. But is that?
But it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be as quality a mattress as cotton, especially if they're telling me it's a cotton mattress. Plus,
that's gross.
I would just worry there's something.
You're laying on people's breath, pretty much.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, that just shows you how shitty their regular mattresses
right.
are.
Yeah. I know.
They don't stuff mattresses with cotton, with springs in them.
I figured it would say instead of cotton, instead of straw.
Yeah. How many would you need? I mean, thousands.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're the paper masks or the cloth ones.
Oh, but still, that would be, I don't think that'd be comfortable.
Well.
And where are they getting them from? That's the problem. Like, do they have things everywhere that you just put your used masks and that's where they're collecting them from?
Maybe they're just scavengering for them.
And making mattresses?
Yeah, so how many mattresses could this company be selling? They're not that many discarded masks that you could crank out thousands of mattresses a week.
Yeah, how are they getting that many masks to begin with? Where are they collecting all the used masks?
Maybe there's an incentive or something.
Maybe they're getting, they go to the hospital and say, look, we'll take all the used masks you got.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. What are you going to do with them? Oh, just throw them away.
Yeah, we're throwing them away for you. Yeah.
We just thought we'd do our part to help the hospitals out.
We have a special incinerator that we use.
Yeah.
That's all.
We're definitely not going to stuff them inside a mattress and then try to sell them.
What kind of people do you think we are here?
That would be crazy.
Oh. I don't know. Some big news today. One of the big news things is this new White Claw that's coming out in a 16-ounce can with 8% alcohol by volume. Mm-hmm. But the flavors are cranberry and blood orange. Why can't it just be regular orange? I mean, come on.
What the hell is a blood orange?
It's a different breed of orange.
They're delicious.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Not as good as regular orange, though. Just get a regular navel orange and eat it.
That's a mimosa.
Put it in the thing.
It's basically what it is. It's a mimosa.
No, it's not champagne in a White Claw.
But it's like carbonated like it. That's what I would think of. Orange flavored White Claw, I would think mimosa.
Oh. Well, then that's dumb.
So there.
But Rob says that he's been drinking these Bold Rock strawberry lemonade, blackberry lemonade, all these different ones, and there's a blood orange lemonade in that brand too.
I don't think there are any alcoholic drinks that are orange that aren't blood orange at
that. I know. It's got to be something with that.
It sounds cooler.
It has a cool color to it.
Ace, you don't drink these Trulies and White Claws and all that very often, do you?
I don't mind, but no, not really. It's not. They don't appeal to me taste wise very much.
No, I'd rather just mix a drink.
Yeah, I would too. They're okay, but they're not that great.
But I drink the crap out of them because I get too full drinking beer all day. If like you're out on the boat or hanging out and stuff, beer fill me up.
Yeah, that's what I've probably had them the most. If I'm out on the lake or something, I'll have a couple because it's not as I don't get as full feeling as having, you know, 20 beers.
It's different when you order them in a bar, though.
I've never ordered one in a bar.
It's pretty bad. And I usually, I don't mind it. I make a joke out of it with the bartender. Because I'll go, oh, yeah, my wife says she wants one of those truly strawberry iced tea. My wife right over there, she ordered another drink. She's going to drink them both at the same time.
I swear.
Yeah, it's okay. But they are refreshing. And not some of them have an aftertaste and some don't, you know. And some of them's aftertaste is vomit.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
Because if you get to drinking too many of them, that's what's going to happen.
A bit.
What's it? What's that aftertaste?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's
So what kind of you have in your refrigerator, Alexis? You keep them all the time, you said?
Yeah, I have the tropical pack right now. The mango.
Ew.
It's good. I can't even think of the other ones that are in there. Oh, passion fruit, I think.
Ew.
Pineapple.
Pineapple's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the brand you always go with is White Claw.
Yeah.
And that's why you got offended when Ace said it was just for white women earlier.
Yeah, I love White Claw.
I did not say it was just for white women.
Women are going crazy.
I said, yeah, white women, listen up, because all the white women like it. It means other people can like it as well.
But, yeah, her point was, yeah, she's not white.
I know.
She likes it.
Racist.
Oh, God. Very insensitive, very tone deaf, I thought.
I'm going to have to cancel you. I don't want to.
Wouldn't be the first time. It would not be the first time I've been canceled in my life.
It's not going to feel good, but.
Well, from the company, Alexis, I apologize.
On behalf of ATJ Inc.
Sorry.
He excluded you from the White Claw lovers.
Yeah. Was that worse than being asked if you smoke crack? Because maybe I should go back and apologize for the day that he asked if you ever smoke crack.
Fair point. He's got a point.
But at least it wasn't sexist or racist. It was just
stupid.
You also told me I was not bilingual today. When I am.
I did not say you were not bilingual.
You said barely.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, back on you.
Okay, see so how now that goes?
Because you said you barely speak Spanish.
I can understand it.
You said I barely speak Spanish one day.
I mean, I barely speak it as in like, I don't speak it on an everyday basis.
Okay.
Yes.
Then there, you,
she
I
can
used,
speak.
Yeah, I used the word that you used to describe your Spanish skills. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But that's like you, when you, if you said, I barely drink Trulies. You know what I mean? You don't do it very often.
Yeah.
Right. She's wearing a shirt that has a Spanish word on it right now.
Exactly.
So how can you, they won't let you wear that if you can't speak Spanish.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
No, that's, they won't even sell it to you.
That's part of the sale purchase.
In the barrio.
You have to be able to. Yeah.
Does it say cojones?
Nope.
No, that's going to get you a reprimand right there, Rob, for using the word cojones.
So, yeah, you bought that little shirt in the in your barrio.
Mm-hmm. In my barrio.
Where'd you get that? Like Forever 21?
It's called 21?
TJ Maxx. TJ
Maxx? Yeah. Oh, do you have a special TJ Maxx that sells Spanish clothes?
Yeah.
TA.
Wow. Would they let me go? Or could you buy me a shirt in there? Because I'm sure they wouldn't sell it to me.
Yeah, I got you.
I want one that says Le Polo or El Polo.
What is El Polo?
The Polo.
I took that hook, line, sinker. I was like, what does that mean?
Isn't that what it means?
I have no idea.
Well,
Yeah.
The polo?
Yeah. Doesn't El Polo mean the polo?
I mean, technically, yes.
Okay.
Well, does polo mean something that I'm not aware of?
No.
So you just want to be sure this is that?
It's like El Nino means the Nino.
Yeah.
It means pole in Spanish. Polo. So.
Yeah, because of Marco Polo. Right. He was Spanish.
It's me.
Scusa.
Me, Marco Polo.
If you were El Polo.
Rob's always translated.
Yeah,
for
you
us.
Can just be like, "What's your name?" They call him El Polo, otherwise known as the Pole.
If you,
you know what I'm saying? Polo. That's got a pretty good nickname to it, right there. That'll get your reputation.
Which is what I'm looking for.
You know what I mean?
I want a reputation.
Yeah.
If you're single. If you're a single guy, you might want that reputation out there.
The Pole?
Yeah, they call him the Pole.
If you add one more L, it'll be chicken. Pollo.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure you don't add the extra L.
You want to be chicken. Be El Polo, not El Pollo.
Yeah.
How do you say choked in Spanish? What's the Spanish word for choked?
I can't think of it right now.
El choked polos. Pollos.
The choke.
They call him the chicken choker. What? What do they call him?
Ahogo. That's what it is. Ahogo.
Ahogo.
Yeah.
Ahogo.
Oh, estrangulación. That's too long, though.
Yeah.
Ahogo.
The choker. Hell no. They'll get it. They call me Hey Ogo. Weird.
So you see, we're all bilingual now.
I don't think you've got to put the word chicken in there somewhere, because there's a difference between calling yourself the choker and, you know.
Yeah.
Because the choker could have a murderous.
Yeah.
Or somewhat erotic sound to it, depending on how you look at it.
Yikes.
So how do you say chicken in Spanish again?
Pollo.
Pollo.
P-O-L-L-O?
P-O-L-L-O.
Okay.
Pollo.
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 Like on Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It would be cool just not have to read subtitles when they go to Spanish, when they're, you know, in movies and stuff.
It's the best. Watching Narcos, that was the best for me because I could walk away. I could do whatever I was doing. The only thing that bothered me about it was the accents were so fake. They're supposed to be Colombian.
Yeah.
And the accents weren't Colombian.
Were they Mexican?
No, the guy was Brazilian. So it was like you could tell that it wasn't his accent. He was trying to force it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably the same feeling that we get whenever there's a really fake Southern accent in a movie.
Just sounds bad.
It just sounds bad.
Yeah.
But it is nice to be able to just...
But then again, we wouldn't know the difference. Just like people who've never been to the South don't know the difference.
All right.
Yeah. But I couldn't watch that. It's too much reading.
Yeah. It was a lot.
I was like, damn, come on. Did you make this for a Spanish-speaking audience or for Americans? What'd you do? Come on, we're on Netflix. Netflix.
It's American TV, yeah. My God.
my God. I don't care if it's not authentic. I want to understand it.
Speak American.
I can't understand you.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.